Hello everyone, it's me, NCR, here again with another episode of the Sunshining Podcast. I'm so excited, but you can't guess what I did today. I just interviewed another guest. I just interviewed another guest for the Sunshining Podcast today. His name is Tyler Smith. He's the author of Searching for Seven. He's a really amazing man. He lives in Indiana. He does lots of sportsy things. He's an NBA sports writer, which I don't know how many of my podcast listeners are sports fans. I mean, there's probably lots of sport fans that are listening to my podcast. I don't know. I'm not a sportsy person myself. But yeah, this is episode 4 of the Sunshining Podcast, season 2. And it comes out October 22nd. Now, normally I don't tell you when I'm recording my episodes, but I just thought today actually was interesting because I just noticed that it's September 22nd today. That's when I'm recording this episode. And so, yeah, like, September 22nd, October 22nd is when this comes out. So, yeah, you're going to be watching this. It's October 22nd. So, right now, like, it's almost most of the way through September when I'm recording. It'll be most of the way through October when you're watching this. And so, time flies. I mean, time really, really, really flies. It flies so fast. And so, but you probably don't want to hear me ramble on about that. I actually am thinking about doing an episode about how time flies. That might be episode 5. I don't know. And if you're watching these, if you're watching the Sunshining Podcast on YouTube, did you know that you can, because I, not for every episode, but it depends how far in advance I do it, but I put my episodes on YouTube a little bit in advance, and then you can set to premiere. So the Sunshining Podcast, like a new episode of the Sunshining Podcast, comes out every Thursday. So make sure you are subscribed to the Sunshining Podcast or follow the Sunshining Podcast wherever you get your podcast or listen to podcasts. But on YouTube, yeah, you subscribe to Non-Resistant Really. And I don't feel like I've been, like, starting my podcast properly for the last few episodes. But there's nothing I can do about that now because even though it's still September 22nd, like, when I'm recording this, I've already, like, finished the first 3 episodes. And they were, like, I don't want to... I've had some amazing guests. I was going to say they were my worst episodes, but I don't want to, like, make any of my guests feel bad for being on them. And this one is also one of my worst episodes, too, but okay. Well, I haven't even recorded any other episodes, but I'm hoping... I need to quit being so negative. I'm trying to be positive. I hope to be... Like, I'm just a beginner podcaster. I don't even know how to start my episodes. That's the thing. When I actually... certain people, when I'm contacting them, because I'm contacting a few people for guests, and I actually have this awesome guest coming on for, I don't know which episode, because I'm not really scheduled a date for that yet. But I said, like, in a message, you know, because I was asking if she wanted to be a guest. It just, I don't even know how to start my podcast yet. I don't know how to, like, as because you can start your podcast episode in a different way. So that's what I try to do. I try to start my podcast episode in a different way. I'm recording this out of order. So actually for the second episode, I didn't start... then by saying, hi, my name is NCR. Well, I started the interview by saying, hey, hi, my name is NCR, but I didn't start, like, the episode at the very beginning by saying, hi, my name is NCR, and I think I did that for this... Right, I can't remember because, I was, like, practicing before I hit the record button what I was going to say, and then I can't remember if I actually said it. So I'm just going to say it again because... And I know in the very... Was it the first episode or was it the third episode? I said, like, hi, my name is NCR a whole bunch throughout the episode. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just... You know, that's just something that I don't know. Well, I don't need to do it. I just want to do it. Okay. Just because, so that way you know who I am. But yeah, what was it? Yeah, so let me continue saying what I was going to say. Yeah, I set my YouTube videos on to premiere on YouTube, so you can get a reminder. And already, if you're watching this on October 22nd, already I should have this one for next week ready to go out, hopefully. Actually, so I'm recording this September 22nd, but I actually want to take a break from recording and actually wait, so that way I'm more... relevant, more current kind of, well, it's not going to be too much more current, more relevant, but, and wait and record maybe just a week before, or maybe even the week of, but yeah, I don't know if you have been, I don't know, the Sunshining Podcast is definitely a work in progress, I forgot what I was going to say, because I already recorded an intro for this episode, but then, like, I couldn't even, like, then it was lost, so I'm re-recording this, so, and I, some things, you know, so, the thing about being a podcaster is just, you don't need to say everything, or, I don't know, I'm not even a very talkative person myself, but, and then when I, you know, do podcasts, you know, it's all about talking, But, and then I'm trying to figure out, like, what things need to be said, what things don't need to be said, and... Okay, there was something else I was going to say, but I can't remember what it was. And I hope everything I said so far in this intro makes sense to this episode. Yeah. There was, whatever. My podcast is not a, you know, not a perfect podcast, not a top-notch podcast. And I do... Oh, what is it? Yeah. Anyways, I'm hoping that you are enjoying the Sunshining Podcast. I'm hoping that the Sunshining Podcast is shining some light into your life. Like I already said, and I don't want to repeat myself, yeah, please subscribe and follow the Sunshining Podcast wherever you get your podcast. And hopefully you enjoy this episode. And yeah, right after this episode, I'll come back and share some more thoughts and share the verse of the week. So... Yes. So, hi, my name is NCR, and yeah, today I'm joined by Tyler Smith. He's the author of Searching for Seven. So I really enjoyed your book. So I want to ask you a few questions about that, but before I get started, I just want to ask you, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Ooh, favorite flavor of ice cream, probably cookie dough. I mean, there's so many good ones, but I think that's one of my go-tos. No matter where I'm at, I'll try to see if there's at least a bit of cookie dough in the mix somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many good flavors of ice cream. So yeah, I really read your book and I really enjoyed it. How long did it take you to write the book?
It took a while. I mean, I think I was compiling notes and stuff for quite a while before I decided to actually sit down and do it. So I don't know in terms of hours, but I think I committed, you know, the year of 2019, you know, whether it was some of the vacation weeks that I had off or, you know, weekends or, you know, just random days where I would edit. So yeah, it took a little time, but I think for me, it was more, it flowed pretty naturally because I had all the notes beforehand and I kind of knew the direction I was going. If I were to do another one and start from scratch, it'd probably take me much longer, but it is, you know, writing a book is definitely a time consuming thing, but, I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
Did you get the book? Like, who published your book? Cause I'm also an author and I self-publish all my books. So I was just wondering, did you get your book real published?
Yeah, it's kind of like a hybrid publisher, but, Lucid Books through the Clay Bridges division. So yeah, I went with them. There was a couple places I could have used, and I was actually about to go through one of the Christian publishers, and it was like the day I was about to say yes to them, I got an email from this other one saying like, hey, we want to talk to you. And so I was like, I might as well, you know, talk to them and listen to what they have to offer. And I felt like in that conversation that they were going to help me, you know, get the book out there more. So, decided to go with them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have plans to write another book?
I don't currently, but I would never say never, I guess. Cause I enjoy writing so much, you know, I'm a MBA sports writer. So I do a lot of sports writing, a little bit of blogging and stuff. But it's always just kind of been fairly natural. And I think though, for me to do another one, it would take kind of a, you know, revelation from God about like, here's the topic, go for it. Cause once I have that, then I can compile notes and start thinking of some things to, you know, even, you know, my book's fairly short and it still, you know, takes, I don't know, 45,000 words or something and takes a long time. So, if I had that kind of revelation from God about like, hey, I want you to do this, then maybe I would do a second book.
Mm-hmm. I forgot what I was going to ask you next here. I got to look at my notes. What are some of your favorite books?
I really like, there's a couple authors I really like. Bob Goff. He's written three books, Everybody Always, Love Does, and Dream Big. Big fan of Erwin McManus. So he's written a bunch. I haven't read all of his, but I've read Barbarian Way and Soul Cravings and The Last Arrow and just, you know, their way of thinking and writing. Francis Chan, Matt Chandler. My favorite apologetics book is the one called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist, which is a really good apologetics book from Frank Turek. So those are to name a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you quote lots of different people in your book. Yeah, who are... Who are some of your top favorite people?
You might have picked this up from the book too, but like John Foreman from Switchfoot. Mm. You know, love not just the band, but you know his work for charity and you know just the kind of person that he is, and he writes himself for like Huffington Post articles and things of that nature. So really look up to him, and you know sometimes there's athletes or you know some people that are you know believers that are you know using their platform for good, whether it's like Tim Tebow or Jason Hayward, some of those kind of you know people. And then I've been blessed with a good Christian family, so you know my parents and my sister and wife and her parents, and yeah, a lot of great people to look up to. Mm-hmm.
What are some other things you do besides write?
I work with the youth group. So I've been working with students, mainly high school students for a long time. Started when I was in college, and I coach girls basketball. So a lot of sports stuff, whether it's, you know, writing for the Pacers and coaching and yeah, the youth ministry thing. I've got two daughters that are 3 and 1. And then the, you know, youth group and stuff. So quite a bit going on. A lot of it was halted, you know, this year, but most of it's picking back up. So, yeah, quite a bit to do. Mm-hmm.
I find it cool just having a guest like you on my podcast, because I'm way up here in northern Alberta, and where are you at in the United States?
I'm in Indiana, close to Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm not really a sportsy person like you are. Yeah. I just want to ask you one more question about your book. What is kind of the what does the name mean? Searching for Seven. What does that mean?
Yeah. So when I was writing, I didn't have a title yet. I kind of knew it was all gearing towards, you know, just seeking God every day. So I was playing around with some different titles. That one came to me, and what I liked about it is, you know, the number seven can mean the number of God as well. It means completeness and perfection. So it's like I'm looking for that. I'm looking for God. I'm looking for perfection and completeness in Him. But I'm also, you know, the 7 day a week thing really fell into that category. And you know, wanted to have some kind of title that made people wonder what it was, and then they can look at the tagline that says the journey of seeking God 7 days a week. So that's kind of where it came in, and nobody had taken that name before, so I went and ran with it.
Mm-hmm. If you could say anything to inspire someone to read your book, what would you say?
I think for me personally, I wrote a book, the type of book that I like to read. I like to read books that have short chapters with a lot of stories and scripture, you know, some encouragement. There's also discussion questions if people are, you know, want to talk with a small group or a spouse or whoever, accountability partner. So that's again, the kind of books I like to read. So that's what I wanted to put out there. And I've been through a lot in life, been through a lot of cool experiences. And so because of that, it has, you know, there's been a lot of stories come of it. So I also would want to tell people that I think we're all, you know, our faith is meant to be a journey. You know, if you look through scripture, it wasn't about just going to a building and, you know, 1 hour a week. It was definitely a journey. And, you know, Jesus said to believe in Him, but He also said, follow Me way more. So what does that look like to follow Him? And I'm not like the hero of the story. I'm just another person that's on this journey. And, you know, if I can, I think there's something in there for everybody, no matter what phase of life, no matter how young or old you are, and no matter where you're at spiritually, I think there's something in there for everyone. So, you know, I'm honored to share the journey and go on the journey with whoever joins.
Mm-hmm. If you could say anything to someone just that's on the journey of seeking God 7 days a week, just to encourage them, what would you say?
I think a big thing to know is that we all need to be very intentional about how we seek God. For much of my life before college, I wasn't intentional. I was just like, I was one of those people that would be like, you know, I go to church and once in a while I open my Bible and that was the extent of it. Well, I never want to be one of those people that just says like, where's God when like my Bible's closed and I'm never talking about him. I'm never, you know, looking at resources about him or, you know, Christian music or like all these different things that we could do to seek after him. I want to be someone who does, you know, really look for him and in all things. And so you have to be intentional about how you hear from God, how you feel close to him. If you're more aware of that, you're going to be a better witness for others. You're going to seek out people that are in need. And really your life is just going to be, you know, it's not like a self-help kind of thing, but it's more like I'm going to live the life that he created for me to live. You know, it says in Ephesians, we are created in Christ to do good works. So if we're not doing good works, if we're not serving, putting action or faith, then we're just going to, you know, not really live the life that he's called for us. And so I want to help people, encourage them with that, that whole process. How do we do that? How do we seek him? How are we intentional? And then we're going to reach other people better.
Mm-hmm. This is also kind of a similar question to that, but if you could say anything to someone just who's going through a darker time, kind of through a difficult time, what would you say to them?
I think most importantly, I would say, you know, what you're going through right now will not last forever. Even if it's something that does last kind of throughout your earthly life, you know, our citizenship is in heaven. We have an eternity waiting. And so every kind of pain that we go through, every kind of trial, you know, scripture actually says that we will. And you know, we follow a savior that suffered incredible things. So we got to do our best. It's easier said than done, but we got to do our best to stay strong through it and know that, you know, we're going to be stronger at the end of it. Again, we'll be able to help more people with their troubles, but the Bible never promises a, you know, happy, carefree life. It just says God's going to be with us. God is with us in our pain, in our struggle, and there's a bigger purpose more than likely going on in whatever you're going through. And just stay the course, because we have an unbelievable joy and future that awaits us, and we just got to stay strong. And you know, as Jesus said, you know, blessed are those who paraphrasing, but you know, those who fight through and you know, make it to a new day with that mindset of you know, trying to follow him in the good times and the bad times.
Yeah, I should have took more notes before this podcast episode. I'm not really good at taking notes and stuff and coming up with any of your questions. But I did look through your book again a little bit this morning, and I just was looking, and I just seen that chapter 4 was titled Saying Yes to God. So I just have a question. Mm-hmm. How do you practice saying yes to God?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite stories from the book is in there. You know, basically to summarize, there was a big opportunity that I almost said no to, because I was like, I can't do it. You know, someone else is probably more qualified than me. I ended up saying yes to it. It was life-changing. And then all of a sudden from that point on, I started to say yes to more things faith-related. I started to have this mindset of when someone asks me to do something, especially if it's faith-related or helping someone else related, it's probably God like giving me an opportunity instead of it like, oh, this is obligation or, you know, some kind of hassle. it's an opportunity that God has given me. I need to say yes to it. So it's really, it's like anything else in life. It takes practice, and it's, you're not always going to be perfect with it. There are plenty of things in life that we should say no to. And it's not about being, you know, extra busy, say yes to every little detail in life, but it's about, you know, again, that awareness of Him, which is, you know, a theme of the whole book. If we're aware of what He's doing and we're aware of Him every day, then when opportunities come up, we'll have a better chance to say yes and go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much for everything you said. Where can people get a copy of your book?
You can find it in multiple places, but the best place is just going to the book's website, because there's direct links and different options on there. You can also connect with me with like my blog and social media, even if you don't want the book but want to connect with me somehow. It's all right there. So searchingforseven.com is that website.
So, hi, it's me again, NCR. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast interview and this podcast episode, but it's not over yet. I'm going to do a verse of the week right after this, but I just wanted to say again, thank you so much for watching this episode or listening to this episode. Please, yeah, share your feedback or your thoughts about the Centering Podcast in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. Unfortunately, if you're listening to my podcast on, you know, Google Podcast or on Anchor or on Spotify or on Apple Podcast, well, on Apple Podcast, actually, you can leave feedback or something. I don't really know too much about Apple Podcast because I don't have an Apple device. I don't listen to podcasts on Apple Podcast. And I don't have my podcasts. I don't even have like my Apple Podcast something set up. So I can't. If you leave feedback or a review on podcast, thank you so much for doing that. But I unfortunately, I don't have no access to Apple Podcasts, so I can't like read your review or see your review or anything like that. But yeah, and the best place to leave feedback is on YouTube. And yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode. I think I talk too much when it's just me. And it's okay. Like, I wonder if I should maybe do some more talking during the interview. I don't know. I'm still learning how to interview people. I'm still learning how to even start my podcast episodes. I'm still learning all this about podcasting. My podcast is getting better every single day. Okay, I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean, it's getting better every episode is getting better. I've got some more great interviews lined up, and, you know, I have such, you know, I've had such amazing guests so far, and I mean, that's not like, I'm not like breaking myself up and like saying I'm good at choosing amazing guests. No, I mean, I'm having amazing guests. God is just blessing me with amazing guest for the Sunshining Podcast. And so I just want to thank every single person who has been a guest on the Sunshining Podcast, who I've only had like 2-3. I mean, my mother doesn't really count. She kind of counts, but she was in episode 3. So if you didn't watch or if you didn't listen to the last episode of the Sunshining Podcast, go back and please listen to and watch that, because my mother said a lot of good things. And then also, I mean, every episode, like I said, all my guests say good things. I'm blessed with good guests that say amazing things. Yeah, you know, the problem I have actually with podcasting, as I feel like, I don't want to say anything to embarrass myself. No, I don't want to do anything to embarrass myself. I don't know, because I'm releasing stuff out there for the entire world to see, and everyone's going to see it. And you know, the thing about being on camera and stuff is you can try to, like, limit what, you know, people see about you, but I have a hard time with that, because it'd be easier, you know, And it'd be easier, and this is just a side topic, this isn't even like part of the episode. If you want to hear me ramble, I think I'm going to actually do episode 5 by myself. But let me continue like this thought here. I just came up with it on the spot here. It'd be easier for people to be like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to, you know, do a podcast. Like, it'd be easy for me to say, no, I'm not going to do that, because it's, you know, it's so easy to hide. Because, yes, I can filter how I look on camera, which I can't really do that because my equipment isn't just the best. My camera screen isn't just the clearest and all that. And my audio isn't just sounding just the best. And I don't even have a mic that works. I need a... Okay, what I was going to say it'd be easier for me than to just say, no, I'm not doing a podcast and all that, but I'm doing it, and I'm hoping you're loving it. I'm hoping you're enjoying it, whoever you are listening to this podcast. And if you're making it through, awesome. Because, yeah. But what I was going to say is, yeah, just... I can't remember. I just can't remember what I was going to say. This wasn't even in my notes. I didn't even take no notes to talk for the outro for this part. But, if you're following along, what I'm saying here is just saying, we need to say yes to God. It actually, Tyler Smith talks about that in his book, and we talk about that in the interviews, saying yes to God. And so, what was I saying? Yeah, these podcast episodes aren't the best, and I need to quit being so negative, because that's the best way to lose your podcast listeners if you're negative. So I'm trying to be positive, that's why I'm dancing around here like this. But I'm not a very good dancer. Okay. Just negative, negative, negative. Okay. No, yeah. I'm a great dancer. I mean, this isn't really dancing, but whatever. Okay. Yeah, it'd be... Yeah. That's it. I've said too much. Hi, NCR. I thought you said you did enough talking. I know. I thought I did enough talking too, but... You see, I've got to close every episode with the verse of the week. And that's just something just to help make my podcast more fulfilling, more shine some light into your life. And, yeah. Okay, let me get to it. So, today I'm actually using, a physical Bible. You know, last week whenever, I'm recording my episodes out of order, but... For episode 2, and for, other episodes too, I think, and this is only the fourth episode in, I think for the very first one, maybe the third one, I used physical Bible, but I use the YouVersion Bible app. So I don't know who you are and who's listening to this, but if you don't have a physical Bible, there's definitely the YouVersion Bible app. It's the best Bible app out there, and I'm not getting paid to advertise for them. What I would like to, also, if you're a King James Version user, which I'm a King James Version user, you might like to check out my Sun Bible website and app. It's a beautiful way to read, study, and memorize the Bible. It's all in King James Version, though. And yeah, there will be links to my Bible website in the description of this video. The verse for this, I really like having a study Bible website because I feel like it helps me to get into the Bible more. And so... These last few weeks, actually, I started early June, July, yeah. And I recorded, I'm thinking about recording, no. It was end of June, July, yeah, I've started work on a Bible memory program for the Book of Psalms. I nearly completed the Bible memory program for the Book of Psalms. So I've really been going through the Book of Psalms for the last few months here, and I've really been putting a lot of work and a lot of effort into that every single week. But it's almost done. By the time you're listening to this podcast episode, the Bible memory program for the Book of Psalms should be complete. Version 1 of it should be complete. And I will do... Also, if you're interested about Sun Bible, learning more about it and using it, and yeah, I mean, there's going to be a link to it in the description, but I also have a separate video series on YouTube called the Sun Bible Podcast. I'm going to do a video sharing about, my Bible memory program for the Book of Psalms. But let me get to the verse of the week. But, you know, I love to ramble on. I love to talk so much. But I'm just going to say, my audio quality, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know if it's a computer problem I have with my computer or what it is. My mic is not working. I have a mic. It's not working. So I hope you can hear me fine, because the verse of the day, guys, it's such a good verse. But I'm going to be talking on for quite a bunch longer. Does that even make sense? I'm going to be talking for a little bit more before I get to the verse of the day. So, because I just love to talk. And so, one thing that's interesting about Bible study is you can read through a lot. Because, I've been going through the Book of Psalms, I said. And so, I was reading, one chapter in Psalms a day for, quite a few days. But then this last week, I just decided just to kind of stick in a certain area for a week. And so I've been really reflecting on and reading Psalms 81. I was reading through I read it every day for a few days in a row. It's been about a week. I read just Psalms 81 through a few days in a row. And then I added, 82, 83, and 84 kind of to my list songs that I read for the last few days. So I've been reading through them the last few days. And you know, Bible study, it's not really about quantity. It's not really about how much you can read or how much of the Bible you've read. It's about how much you get from it. And so I've just really been meditating on it. The verse of the day is actually in Psalms 84. Or the verse, not for the verse of the day, but the verse for the week. The sunshining verse of the week. And it's a verse from Psalm. But I like Psalms 81. And I like how it starts in... You know, I'm not really a biblical scholar, or I'm not from Bible times, and I don't know how they, and I don't really know how they you know, they used the Psalms back then. I think the Psalms were like a songbook, and so I like how Psalms 81 starts, you know, sing aloud unto God our strength, make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. That's verse 1 and 2. To me, it sounds like a call to worship. And I can just imagine people just like, you know, dancing and singing. Somehow just, you know, singing that. But yeah, let me get to the verse of the week, which is... And one of my... So, it's verse... It's Psalms 84, verse 10. One of my favorite songs was written or was inspired from this verse. So let me read it. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I mean, when anyone... Yeah, like that's the thing. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. So this is the King James Version. This verse probably sounds better in different versions. And so it's a very famous verse. You've probably heard this verse before. But there's so many other good verses in Psalms 84. And so... The thing, like I was saying about Bible study, is how you can read through it and you can get through a large quantity of the Bible, but how much are you actually getting from it? I don't know how much I'm getting from the Bible, but I do know that I was spending some time reading through Psalms 84. And some things that I really like is I like verses that have the word blessed in them. So I'll read a few of them from Psalms 84 here. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them. And then, that was just verse 4 and 5 there, but I thought there was another verse that had the word blessed in it. Okay, and then, oh yeah, verse 12 has it. So, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. So, I like verses with the word blessed. I also like verses with the word better in there. So I just want to read the verse of the week again. Psalms 84, verse 10. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. So I think another version of the Bible of this verse says, you know, a day in thy courts is better than a thousand elsewhere or something. The King James just says... And it says it quite bluntly. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Yeah, I don't know. I think other versions, I know that definitely the song. And I think it's by Matt Redman. Better is one day. And yeah, better is one day in his courts than a thousand elsewhere. The Psalms 84, it starts with... Yeah, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. And so, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Sunshining Podcast. This is a wrap. This is it. I've talked for way too long. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed the verse of the week. Stay tuned for more great stuff to come from the Sunshining, and stay tuned for more great episodes of the Sunshining Podcast. And yeah, I really hope you... this is just a personal question for you, my guest. Not you, my guest. Okay, for you, my audience. That's what I meant. My audience. Oh, my. How often do you get into God's Word? Because definitely God's Word can shine some light into your life. Yeah, if you don't have a physical copy, like I said, you can use the YouVersion Bible app that you can get on every phone or every device. But then you can also use my Bible app that's just available as a website or available for Linux computers. But yeah, the Bible is an amazing thing. So, and it can really shine some light into your life. Because that's what I want my sunshining podcast to do, but I mean, I'm just a human being. I can't shine no light into your life. And so, I mean, I can. Like, God calls us to be lights for Jesus. Or so definitely, if you're an average human being, just like me, I encourage you to be, a light for Jesus. And to share some light, a little bit of light. And I'm trying to be a light, but I'm not a very good light. But if you're searching, though, for light, and you want light, go to your work, go to the Bible, and go to God. You know, He loves you so much. Yeah,